So schus to be here in Elul L'maisa, I really still want to be in the crowd. This morning I saw Hagon Rav Dan Segel. Whoever's here in Yerushalayim and hasn't seen Rav Dan Segel, you have to see him. He's a man who doesn't speak Sichas Chulin at all during Elul for 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. He doesn't even give out brachas. I said to the Mashgiach, Siva Chasima Tova, he says he gives brachas b'machshava. He looks at you, and there are people who still understand what Elul is, and there are greats in Klal Yisrael. I would love to be sitting in the crowd right now. I should be sitting in the crowd, but we have to bring over the things that I heard when I sat in the crowd. That's how it works. When I was your age, I sat in the crowd. Now it's my job to send over information. And we're working on a sugya right now. And this is probably the most important sugya. I'm a good salesman. My father's in advertising. This is the most important sugya that there is, which is the sugya of making proper decisions. We said last week that people come into yeshiva and leave yeshiva, and there are two basic types of people. They're the people who come in, one type of person, and advance one step after another, methodically, beautifully, harmoniously. And by the time they leave, they're more themselves than they ever were. It's not that they're a new person. We don't like to say that. They're more themselves than they've ever been. They take off their Purim costumes and they're real. And then there are people, you say goodbye to them, and you're like, what? Didn't you just get here? No, Rebbe, I've been here for 3 years. Sorry. I haven't seen you around. What's going on? And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And the time to work on this, to work on the understanding that I must move, I must change, I must develop, is now. And Hashem has tremendous patience with us. He's been patient with us until now. In fact, I heard from an Adam Gadol. On Yom Kippur, we say in the bracha, in Shmona Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Moichel V'Soleach L'Avonoseinu V'Lavonos Amo Beis Yisrael. Hashem, you forgive all of our sins. Umavir Ashmoiseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. And every year you get rid of our Averis. Melech Al-Chol Ha'aretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. So the question is, why does it say every year? It's this year. You know, usually we stay specific. When you say a bracha in Shmona Esrei, you don't say, Hashem, give me das, like every year, right? Hashem, give me parnasa, like every year. Every year is separate. Just say, Hashem, thank you for forgiving me this year. What's kol shana v'shana? Every year, Hashem, you do this. Hashem does everything every year. The sun sets every day since the beginning of Bria Sa'olam. Everything happens every day. What does it mean? Hashem, you forgive us every year. And the answer is frightening. The answer is Hashem forgives us every year for the same thing. We come there on Yom Kippur, and we don't look any different. It's the same as last year. Like, shana v'shana. And Hashem still says, Stark, but I see there's a little spark in you. This year you'll get it. This year you'll get it. Right? But we don't want to be the losers who Hashem has to get out all of his rachamim to give us another year. We want to be people where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Stark, you moved, you advanced in 5 different ways. Let's discuss. Advancing. It's all about movement. And probably one of the most amazing things, if I could say such a thing, that I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, that he was so fond of saying, it's such a gorgeous daher in life, such a gorgeous daher in the Yetzer Hara. And really, if you came to Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh just to hear this vart, you all could go back to America with this. It's worth it. He said in this Gemara in Chelek, Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara has a machlokes between Rebbe and Antoninus. Rebbe had his friend Antoninus. Antoninus was from the progeny of Esav, from the Yichus of Esav. They had a special kesher. They had a yedidus, an incredible yedidus. It's not for now to discuss. And they would get into very big discussions in philosophy and sugyas. And they had an argument about when the Yetzer Hara comes into a person. When does a person get his Yetzer Hara? So, Antonina said, Me'emasa Yetzer Hara sholei ba'adam, mishas yitzira, from the time that he's born. Okay, from the time he's born. But not in utero. Not when he's in the stomach of his mother, in the womb of his mother. Not in utero. Why? Because, says Antoninus, if the Yetzer Hara was in this little fetus, inside his mother's womb, he would bust out of that place. I'm out of here. And Rebbe conceded to Antoninus. And I heard from my Rebbe, he says, when you want to know about the Yetzer Hara, you got to find a good guy who knows about the Yetzer Hara. Here, Rebbe said, you're right. And he says, I'll bring you a raya lepesach chatas roivetz. The pasuk says that at the opening, trouble starts. The Yetzer Hara comes. There's a basic problem with this Gemara, okay? Last time I checked with my Yetzer Hara, he tries to sell me things like a Big Mac, right? And it's not so exciting, a Big Mac, but a Big Mac. You're very hungry, and there's a Big Mac. It's exciting. There's food out there, right? Pepperoni pizza. I always wondered what Buster V'Chalav is like. That's something to sell. But imagine here, okay? Says Antoninus in his great wisdom, he says, the Yetzer Hara has to be only starting from the time you come out, because if you'd be inside there, he would bust you out of there. It's not safe, okay? Which trimester is he going to take you out from, right? The first month, the second month, the third month, it's suicidal. It's a kamikaze, right? So I heard from my Rebbe, he says, we don't understand the Yetzer Hara. We don't know what he's about. You want to know what he's about? Watch this. Watch this. Let's do a scientific experiment. The Yetzer Hara here has nothing really to sell. He has one thing to do, one mission, to stop normal growth. You have a fetus, it's in a womb, it's going on a wonderful mahalach, right? First month, second month, third month. If the Yetzer Hara comes in, you know what the Yetzer Hara's job is? No more growing. I don't care. Any type of growing. No way. It's squishy in here. Where's the air condition? The boys are outside. I got to chill with the boys. What's out there? I don't know. That. Right? Oh, he fell for it again. The Yetzer Hara's whole tachlis is to make sure that people don't advance in anything. Whenever there's a cycle of growth, if he's around, he stops all growth. He doesn't want anyone to develop. Someone gave me an incredible compliment last week after the Shmuz. I never got such a compliment in all the years of the Shmuz. He said to me, Rebbe, this is his first time hearing me. He said, Rebbe, the Shmuz was amazing, but I'm probably not going to come back next week. That's what he said. You know, that's the best compliment I ever got, because that means it was really good. Because if the Yetzer Hara is in a schmooz, he wants you not to come back, even if it's amazing. That's exactly why you can't come back. I couldn't have said it better myself. Anyone else who wants to come back, so maybe they're just chilling with the schmooz. They like the diaper muscle from last week, or whatever it is. But somebody who feels the sting, who feels like they want to bust out, is experiencing the war with the Yetzer Hara, the Emes war. The truth is, a behema, an animal, is static. It doesn't grow. It's, the Maharal says, behema comes from the word ba-ma. What is inside is what it is. It is what it is. It never changes. In the summer, we saw there was a cow that gave birth. Unbelievable. In 2 seconds, the little calf just starts walking around like nothing's doing. Right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We saw these little calves just walking around. This is like their first week in Olam Hazeh, right? Unbelievable. With a kid, right, just at the bris, passing him. You're so careful, right? Imagine doing it with a cow. He just waltzes right to the sandik. It would be gavaldik. He's ready-made. He's finished. Ba-ma. He is what he is. All a cow does is get fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. There's nothing doing. And I'll tell you something, and I could lose my job for this. I could lose my job for this. But there's a theory out there that man comes from ape. There's such a theory. Men come from monkeys. Right? You know, people are hairy and monkeys are hairy. Right? People like bananas, monkeys like bananas. It's a very intelligent theory. But I think that really it is a very intelligent theory. I mean, not the whole scientific element about it. It's the least proven scientific theory in the history of science. But just go to the shuk after 11:30 at night and watch people there. Right? If you see people, I think that he's got a point. Especially now they close the middle of the shuk, so it's really crowded now. People are going in and out, in and out. Like herds of behemoths. Herds. It's really something valid. It's really something valid. People are not changing. People are acting like animals. When Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz, the Gadol Hador, Rav Baruch Ber came to New York City, the mayor came to greet him off the boat. And he says to him, "You've proven Darwin wrong." This is what he says to him, the mayor of New York. He says, "Your face radiates the divine." This is how the mayor responded to seeing Rav Baruch Ber. "I saw Rav Shachna Zan, a Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber, and I sat with him and I said, 'Tell me something about your Rebbe.' He said, 'My Rebbe, Rav Baruch Ber, Nazis were scared of him.' He said, 'There were Nazis that came,' and it's known. The Nazis came to Rav Baruch Ber, to Kamenetz, and the captain took one look at Rav Baruch Ber, and he said, 'Nobody is to touch anybody in this town. We're out of here.' Right? Later there was trouble. But when Rav Baruch Ber was there, Nazis ran away from him. Because he made decisions in his life. Every day of his life, he took himself out of being a behemoth. One step after another. Radiating the divine. This is the tachlis of every person. This is what we're, Pashut, capable of doing. We're all capable of this. How do you advance, though? How do we do this? Right? How do we do this? So here we come to something that we touched on last week, and I want to explain it. Rav Yerucham said that he took five Kabbalahs, a Kabbalah to take five things a day that he didn't want to do, and do them. Right? That's what he said. We're going to try to open up the depth of what Rav Yerucham is saying over here. And that is the following. Why do people not do things that are hard? Because they don't want to feel the pain. They don't want to feel the pain. If they continue to coast the way they're going, so then life is good. But if they go in a new direction, I'd rather not go there because it's painful, it's hard, it's difficult. So I want to take the easy way. There's something called growing pains. Growing pains, you know what they are? Growing pains are the body. As it expands and gets bigger, it starts to hurt. Do you know why? Because if you stayed little tiny old you, so then, there's nothing to stretch into, so there's no pain. Because if you stay the way you are, there's nothing that hurts. Pain is an experience of growth. Actual growth comes with pain. Because if I was stuck over here and I'm expanding out, I'm becoming bigger, then that itself has a sting. It's not excruciating, but it's painful. It's not easy. It's not easy. And I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it because it's a Rashi in Chumash. It's a Rashi in Chumash. After seeing the Maharal in Shabbos, I concluded it's a Rashi in Chumash. A Rashi in Chumash. We're here at Yisrael. Kabbalah HaTorah. Klal Yisrael is being encouraged by Hashem. It says, Va'ato im shamoya tishmu bekoili, ushmartem es brisi, v'yisem li skulam ikol amim kili kol aretz. If you would take upon yourself to be Klal Yisrael and accept my Torah. Says Rashi the following very difficult thing. Rashi says, now accept the Torah. Imata tekablu aleichem. If you accept it now, ye arev lachem mikan ve'elech. From then on, from here on in, it'll be easy. Shekol hatchalos kashos. All beginnings are difficult. What is going on over here? Hashem speaking, okay? This is not like, you know, there are fraternities in colleges that they make you do something crazy to get into this fraternity, right? Kolos, kushes, man! You're going to earn your way here, right? Oh. Right? What? Just, this is in order to get into the frat, you have to do something crazy? Chas v'shalom. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is the following. Torah is painful because you are small. You are small and you don't have a shaychus with Torah. But you know what? If you're willing to grow, if you're willing to take the initial move and grow into it, you will be shaykh to it and you will enjoy it. Because if you're going through a beginning, It has to be painful. If you ever see somebody that's not in some level of difficulty or challenge, then they're not going through a beginning. If they came to yeshiva and they're just la-di-da, la-di-da, deris ha-Torah is great, they're not involved in a beginning. They're probably doing funny things at night, and they're probably sleeping through morning seder because there's no beginning. Something is only a beginning if yesterday I didn't do anything like this, and I'm advancing. And it's scary because advancing requires a challenge and a little bit of a sting. But Hashem says, Klal Yisrael, don't you get it? You are small right now, and this is hard for you. But if you accept this, it will be hard to grow into, but you will be as big as this. You will be a Ben Torah. You will find it enjoyable. You won't listen to terrible music. You won't want to see terrible things. You'll enjoy great things. It's not possible, Rabbi. You're right. Where you are right now, it's impossible. But if you watch people who followed the program from year to year to year, the last thing they would want to do is be you, who are tiny. They're so happy that they advanced. And they went through a training program. No pain, no gain. We know this always from all areas of life. It's not easy. And this is what the Maharal says. He says, every beginning is hard because you change in every beginning. You're doing something that you did not do yesterday. Something new. And that will be a good type of pain. And how silly is it the people who are not willing to take this on because they'd rather stay small. If they want to stay small, they will be small. They will be small. Somebody once told me, a long time ago, he said, I'm not going to ever pick up a sefer on Shabbos. So, you know, these people like come to me, they get angry, they want to say statements to me. I'm like, okay, don't hurt me. Okay, I didn't tell you to pick up a sefer on Shabbos. Right? But, buddy, you have no idea how much I enjoy opening up Sfarim on Shabbos, and you will never experience a Shabbos like that. For you, Shabbos is hibernating like a bear. And you can go your merry way until you die. You will never once experience the enjoyment of Shabbos. Because you've never once tried to start something new. You're saying, I've never done this when I was in high school and I was an idiot, so why should I, when I have some intelligence and I've left my house and I've invested in something, I should make some moves? What happens to these people? How do their Shabbos tables look? Right? These are the people, the spooky people. They invite you to a Suda and they say, you're like, what time does it start? You're thinking maybe 11:30 and Eretz Yisrael, they start early. 12, it starts at 2:30. 2:30, why so late? Okay, you go to their house, knock, you open the door, smoke starts coming out. Welcome. Then you go in and you can't see. You see the table and all you can see is a blue label Johnny Walker. Where's the Lechem Mishnah? We forgot it this week. We're gonna make Kiddush. Over and over and over and over. That's somebody who doesn't want to pick up a sefer. That's how he advances. That's how he looks. Rachmano Litzlan, Rabbi Isai. Who wins over here with this attitude? It's like jumping out in utero. Free! Kamikaze! Shkoyach, you really showed them, right? Really squishy in there, busting out. Hashem Yirachim. And that's a little bit exaggerated, maybe. But there's a true story. No smoke, right? At least not during Shabbos, but there's plenty of smoke in the week. Different types of smoke, right? Not nicotine. And Rebbetzins. But a true story. A bacher went to one of these spooky sudas, and they took out a board game in the middle of the suda. He felt nauseous after. Poor little guy. He went to a suda. This is what happens to people who don't advance. They have nothing. They have no enjoyments. Mekabel ata, you take a track to advance, you will enjoy it. You will be bigger. But you have to be willing to grow. You have to be willing to be shy to it. And it's always that way. Whenever there's a tension, whenever there's any type of tension, it's better. And when things are cruising, it's dangerous. And it's a gone. It's a Goyin in Rus. It's a Goyin in Rus. The Goyin says that Naomi was, as the Psukim told us, she was trying to deter Rus from coming with her. Don't become a Giyoris, it's not worth it for you. And from here we learn all the halachas of discouraging Gerim. And then, suddenly something happens, and this is the way the Goyin learns this pasuk. Vatera ki misa metati laleches atova techta lidabrela. She saw Naomi that Rus, and this is the way the Goyin teaches it, was having trouble keeping up with Naomi, huffing and puffing. It was getting hard. And when she saw this, when Naomi saw this, she said, now you can become a Yid. Now you can join the team. What is going on over here? Says the Vilna Gaon. He says, when you see somebody running towards something very quickly, you have to wonder if it's really Avodas Hashem. Because it's too easy. You don't see any friction. If they want it so badly and they have so much energy for it, then they're not in a war with the Yetzirah. Probably the Yetzirah took the wheel. But she saw that Rus started getting weak. And she started trying to catch up to Naomi. And then she said, now I know this is Avodas Hashem because there's a challenge over here. There's something difficult. And the Goyim Lishitosai, when Volozhin was established, the most important yeshiva for the survival of Torah, you would think that the Goyim would have jumped on the idea of starting Volozhin with his prized Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Not the case. It says in the Keser Reish, it brings from the Sefer Chayei HaMusar, in the new Keser Reish, it's on Tav Kuf Chaf Zayin, Chelek Aleph. It says that the Rav Chaim Volozhiner came to the Goyin and said, I'm going to establish a yeshiva. Volozhin, we're going to make sure the Torah never gets forgotten from Chal Yisrael. This is going to be the yeshiva. And all of our great Torah comes from this place. We don't have to get into now, but all of it, all the Litvish Torah comes from this yeshiva Volozhin. And the Goyin was like, wasn't excited. No. Imagine your Rebbe, the Vilna Goyin, like, no. Then, okay. He comes back, Rav Chaim Volozhiner comes back, and he says, yep, it's time. The Goyin says, it's time. What happened? Rebbe, last time I came, you weren't excited. He says, I saw you were too excited. You were too excited about this yeshiva, and I was nervous that this yeshiva was being built by the Yetzirah. When I saw the stress that you came in with the second time, I saw that you're ready to work, and that there's a real milchama with the Yetzirah over here, then for sure this is a davar tov, this is what we have to do. It's mamish merab sinigra. We think we're always trying to avoid pain. But this is where the growth is. This is where the chias comes from. The question more is, okay, so I'm willing to deal with the pain, but how do I make good decisions? I can't just pick anything that's painful, right? So the answer is from a Maharal in Saita. The Maharal in Saita explains off the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on Daf Hei Amid Beis, Kol Hashom Or Chesav Ba'olam Hazeh Zoyche V'roye B'Yeshuasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who analyzes his way in this world will be Zoyche to see the Yeshua of Hashem. And the Gemara Moi Katan tells us a story of a Talmud of Yanai. A Talmud of Yanai, who in the shir of Rav Yanai, he would ask bomb kashas on his Rebbe. Mamish slug up the shir. He was a tiger. He was a lion, an Arisha b'chabura. And then it came to the Balabatim shir, which was called the Shabbos Derigla, right? Where all the Balabatim came to see the Rosh Yeshiva and hear the shir. He didn't ask anything. He didn't ask anything in shir. And Rashi explains, during Shir, it's MS, Torah's MS. But during the Shabbos Derigla, the most important thing is not to embarrass Rebbe in front of Balabatim. Imagine if this little Talmud comes, slugs up the Rebbe in front of the Balabatim, Balabatim is like, the rabbi doesn't know how to learn. Now, what's the point of this Gemara? Self-control. Ooh, I have such a good kash. Ooh! No, it's the wrong time. Whoever does this, whoever makes decisions, now's the time to ask a question. And this is a hard decision because there's a lot of Avodas Hashem here saying, Torah's MS, I have to ask this question in front of everyone. It's MS, right? that's the Yetzer Hara's hardest time, is when there's some reason that's very Jewish to do it. Yeah! Right? I was once at my table, and somebody tried to slug up my Dvar Torah, you know, in front of my wife and kids. First of all, he was wrong. I always wanted to find that guy. He made a mistake in Maseches Oilus, but I wanted to tell him that, buddy, don't you realize that, I have a family here? This is not, not the way to do things. Self-control. Says the Maharal, what is the key of this Gemara of making real decisions? Always think twice. The key to making any good decision is not to think once, this is not going to be hard for us, but to think twice. You ever hear of second guessing yourself on second thought? There's a reason it's said like that. Because the first thought is, let's chill with it, the boys, woo! Shook, 11 o'clock, Thursday, woo! Right? These are for the rejects who think that crack square is for first year and then you graduate to the shook. More sophisticated chill of shichrus, right? Get drunk in style in the shuk, right? Hashem Yirachem. Second thought. First thought says go. Second thought says no. Says the Maharal. Why do you get a Yeshua from Hashem? Hashem starts giving you superpowers. He starts helping you with everything. He says, because you become godly. He says, instead of acting like an animal that just responds to instincts, we should go, we should go, we should go, we should do, we should go, we should go, we should listen to this, we should say this, we should leave Seder, we should not finish the Masechta. By thinking twice, you swam out of being a behema, and you became a man who's at Tzelem Elokim. So now Hashem's on your side, because you're acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're breaking a pattern in your life. You're totally changing the trajectory of your entire future. And therefore, you have koichos atzumos. Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Avos says, on the Mishnah of Hevi Mesunim Bedin, he says, even if somebody knows something, and they answer right away, then they're a fool. He brings a pasuk in Mishlei, chazisa ish otz bidvarav, somebody who decides things fast, tikva leksil mimenu. A fool is better than him. He's a genius, says Rabbeinu Yonah. He's a genius. But anyone who acts right away and doesn't think twice, then he definitely made a mistake. And there's a remez to all this. There's a remez. Because Elul, the Bnei Yisachar, and earlier than him say, Elul's gematria bina. You know what bina is? Bina is not thinking, it's deep thought. The first thought that comes to your mind, and buckle your seatbelts, this is very deep what I'm about to tell you. The way the mind works is there's something called Chachma, Bina, and Das, which is called Chabad. Chabad is named after it, okay? But Chachma, Bina, and Das, Chachma is the original first thought that you have. Bina is developing it, making it more sophisticated. And Das is your conclusion. Elul is not about thinking about things once. Elul is about Bina, about where am I taking myself? Where am I going? Slow down. On second thought, maybe this is not a good idea. Maybe this is not what I want. Maybe this is not what I came here for. Maybe I can finish Maseches Baba Kama. I can finish Maseches Baba Kama. Yeah, it's hard. And yeah, you're going to be in pain. But when you come out, it's going to be so geschmack. You're going to be different. You're going to be different. And then Baba Kama will be a breeze for you. So you're going to have to advance to something more difficult. The people who did Makkos last year, that was a walk in the park compared to Baba Kama. And that's very good because you will advance. You did Makkos, now that was just like the Little Leagues. That was Little Leagues. To advance. And this is the simcha of life. Going from one matzav to another. One achievement to another. Elul is bina, is deep thought. And everything quick doesn't work. There was a group that I knew that they had this minyan. They didn't like that Yom Noraim Davening was so long. So they made this minyan for themselves. I was a kid at the time. It was called the microwave minyan. I'm not telling a lie. There was such a minyan. It was the microwave minyan. And they microwaved the entire day. So they were out by 12 on Yom Kippur. They were out by 12, 11:30. Not bad. No? They microwaved Yom Kippur. I was following this group of people over the years. I've seen people who had trouble with Shiduchim, a few people who went completely off the derech, someone who died from that group, Perkei Ol, who left the... And I had such a taiva to tell them. You know, I saw them, you know, in their situation, and it's not my place to tell them, but I wanted to tell them. You ever microwave a pizza? It doesn't go. If it's in there for more than 3 seconds, it's like... You have to put a pizza in an oven. It takes long. I mean, even if you're reheating it, right? Of course, you cannot start the pizza with the dough. But even reheating it doesn't go. It's got to go in the oven if you want to enjoy your pizza. Sometimes in a rush, I just nuke the thing and I put it in my mouth. But it's pizza from a microwave. It's pizza from a microwave. Nothing's doing. You can't microwave the Yamim Noraim. You can't microwave this process of telling Hashem that you're advancing, that things are happening. It's not microwavable. It's not doable. It's pashut, not something that shy to a microwave. And we have to understand that nothing came for free for anybody. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was glowing in the dark from Kedusha, from birth. The pasuk says, Kitov, he was glowing from the crib. So you'd say, he coasted. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Zeis HaBracha. There's a Tiferes Yisrael that brings a medrash like this, but it's not clear what the makor of the medrash is. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, you could be soimech on 100%. He says on the Pasuk in Zeis HaBracha, why is Moshe called an Ish HaElokim? Why is he called a man of the Ribbono Shalom? He says because people will come and say that Moshe was born with good midos, and he was an anav. And he just coasted through life. He was glowing in the dark from the beginning. Says the Or HaChaim, Ish Moshe yesh makom lachshav sheya anav mitivoy. He was naturally like a cow moose. Moshe Rabbeinu was naturally modest. Vayabekulon mitivo, all of his great midos. Lizeh ha'ina toira alav. Shekol hisatz musoy. Vitig bartoy. Everything about him, every struggle, every conquest. Haramos b'tevas ish, which is represented by the word of being a man. Hayalitzad ha'elokim was because he had Yerushamayim and he made decisions. Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Klal Yisrael because he made decisions at every moment of his life. He could not rely on a single thing in his life. And this is what the Gaon tells us. The Gaon says a Davar Noira about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, what was he famous for? Chesed, everyone knows. And nevertheless, at the Akedah, when he had to sacrifice his son and he passed the test, it says, Ata Yadati Ki Yorei Elokim Ata. Now I know you have fear of Hashem. Frek the Gaon in Imre Noyam and Daflam and Gimel and Brachas. Now you know that he had Yerushamayim. This was Avram Avinu. Yeah, says the Gaon, you know why? Because Avraham was a born Baal Chesed. And you could just say he was coasting. But he was able to do something that was so against the grain. Take his son, his Ben Ahuv, and be willing to give him up in a cruel and terrible way. Totally against every part of his Reshmem Chesed Varim and his Shisakidim. Now I know you're on the team because you're willing to have friction in your life. And this is a sign of greatness. Everybody who wants greatness begins with challenging themselves. And so many people are telling me, Rebbe, I can't. I can't. I can't. And there's one message. There's one message. Be makabel on yourself now. Ki kol haschalos kashas. You'll be laughing to the bank. Laughing to the bank in your shalom bias. You don't know what I have to deal with of people who didn't grow in their bachrim and they were over-optimistic to get married. I didn't want them to get married, but I didn't have the guts to tell them. And then they call me and I'm like, maybe it'll take a day, maybe it'll take a week, Sheva Brachas will go fine, and they're stuck in the same mud because they didn't work when they were bachrim. It's happening every day, all over, everywhere. I'm being stopped by people who are not working on themselves as bachrim and convince themselves one day. And then they say, marriage is going to do it. It doesn't do it. It doesn't do anything. It makes things much, much worse. Much, much worse. We're in the door of Ikvus of the Mashiach. This is the last generation, Rabosai. Only big people are going to make it out alive. You have no idea who's walking next to you in the street. He looks just like you. He could be in the gutter. This is a door where people are in schmutz and you have no idea. People are marrying people and have no idea who they are. This is our generation. We have to get out of this. It's an emergency situation. You think that I'm just ranting and raving. I'm experiencing what happens when people don't work. And I'm seeing the beauty of what's happening in our yeshiva. Our yeshiva is a place, I want you to know, the Rosh Yeshiva, his greatest midah for the Bachrim, I can't say the greatest because maybe there are others, is he gets people to get out of themselves. He thrusts them into movement. And he's not afraid of you. He's mamish not afraid of you. I'm afraid of you. I'm really afraid of you. He's not. He's not afraid of anybody until they become a man. And he doesn't even care if he gets a thank you at the end. And we should be zeicher, Rabbi Yisrael. We're here in this yeshiva. This is a place of growth. We should be zeicher to the bina of Elul. And all of us should be zeicher to a ksiva chasima, a good geben shir. Yeah.